USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mother Nature is unleashing her fury across most of the country. A winter storm has already left a trail of snow, ice, freezing rain, and more power outages in the Midwest and South. Today, as it moves deeper into the Northeast, New York has warned people to stay off the roads, and all Boston schools have canceled classes. More ice is expected to stretch from Tennessee to Maine. Very pleased. That's how the nation's labor secretary is describing the January jobs report, which revealed the economy added 467,000 jobs.
The American economy, American workers, American companies are more resilient right now today in 2022, February 2022, than we were, say, March, April, May, June, or July of 2020.
Marty Walls saying, despite the better-than-expected number, there's a lot more work to do. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu. And the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Get discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Winter weather around the United States is causing a large number of flight cancellations once again. FlightAware reporting just over 3,000 cancellations within, into, or out of the United States. Nearly 1,000 flights have been delayed as well. Boston Logan International Airport has seen half of its flights originating from there canceled for the day already. Dallas-Fort Worth International and New York's LaGuardia and Newark Liberty International in New Jersey are all seeing over 30% of their flights called off. The public will soon see a new way the CDC uses to track the spread of the coronavirus. The agency will put data about wastewater on its COVID dashboard. More than 500 sites that are part of the National Wastewater Surveillance System will send data to the CDC. Studies show many people who have the virus get rid of it through feces. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
It has really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Tesla is issuing another recall.
Tesla is recalling roughly 817,000 vehicles because a chime that reminds drivers to buckle their seatbelt once the car starts may not activate. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration says this violates federal safety standards. The recall impacts Model S and Model X, also Model 3 and Model Y vehicles, according to the letter from the National Highway Transportation and Safety Administration. Instead of having to go to a service center to address the problem, Tesla will perform an over-the-air software update free of charge. Though the audible chime may malfunction, it will sound in most cases, and a visual reminder will also still activate in the vehicle. Earlier, Tesla also recalled nearly 54,000 self-driving vehicles over a feature that allowed them to roll through stop signs. Recently, the company also came under scrutiny for a separate issue after the NHTSA received a complaint about a feature on more than 500,000 Tesla vehicles called Passenger Play, which allows people to play video games while driving. This prompted a federal investigation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For more news, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.